Henry IV, Part 1 by William Shakespeare, introduced by Richard Eyre.
In the histories, Shakespeare developed an existing type of play, the history play, into something that we now call epic theatre, by which we mean a play which concerns itself with public events and private lives, and the way in which the two impact on each other. Henry IV is, in a sense, not about history. Its most famous scenes take place in a tavern and show a fat, brilliant old man being funny about his king. In the first part of a two-part play, Henry Bolingbroke has just become Henry IV. He's coming to understand that however justifiable politically his actions may have seemed, his usurping of Richard II's throne is bringing down on him a curse that will darken the future. Those who helped him against Richard, the great aristocratic family of the Northumberland Percys, now feel themselves betrayed. The king has a rebellion on his hands, both a private one and a public one. His son, Prince Hal, is at present roistering in a pub with his bad angel Falstaff. The king sees his son as a second Richard, begging to be deposed. He longs for a son like Hotspur, a wild and heroic young soldier. Shakespeare's historical writing is as questioning as it is vivid and solid. But in the end, we care less about history being made at court than we do about what happens in the Boar's Head Tavern at Eastcheap, where Falstaff is busy rewriting the history of what actually took place among the thieves on Gad's Hill. The actors here are not merely kings and rebels, but fathers.